proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series regarding God's commissions by looking at the mandates he gave to Noah. A commission involves the act of passing on responsibility to someone else. It entails granting authority for an individual or group to perform specified actions. God issued commissions to various Bible characters. In Genesis chapter 9, he made an agreement with Noah and his families, the sole human survivors of the flood. In the process, he gave them a commission. Let's look backwards in human history. Why did God send a flood to cover the earth in the first place? The narrative in Genesis chapter 6 revealed how, quote, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, unquote. The writer of that passage noted that, quote, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart, unquote. Among the inhabitants of the earth, according to Genesis chapter 6, quote, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, unquote. According to Genesis chapter 7, God told Noah, quote, thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation, unquote. God commanded Noah to build a sailing vessel, known as an ark. He provided Noah with divinely appointed specifications as to the materials used, the length and breadth of this conveyance. Inside this ark, Noah brought his family and brought various forms of animal life. The rains which God sent to cover the earth lasted for 40 days and nights. At that time, quote, all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, unquote. Only Noah, his family, and the animals inside the ark survived the cataclysm. Genesis chapter 9 contained the commission that God issued to the surviving humans. He commanded Noah and his family to, quote, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, unquote. This was the identical injunction God gave to Adam and Eve back in Genesis chapter 1. However, God did not specifically order Noah to subdue the earth, as he did with Adam and Eve. Instead, he said that, quote, the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered, unquote. Motivated by their fear of man, animals which subjugate themselves to Noah and his descendants. Another part of God's commission to Noah involved the introduction of capital punishment for the crime of murder. God decreed that, quote, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, unquote. God provided an underlying rationale for imposing the death penalty in such cases, when he told Noah that, quote, in the image of God made he man, unquote. Prior to that period of time, the Bible had recorded two cases of homicide, Cain and Lamech. Both incidents were contained in the fourth chapter of Genesis. In neither case did the perpetrator of the crime receive a death sentence, since no government institutions existed to carry it out. By decreeing the imposition of the death penalty for murder, God implicitly created human government, designing it as an agency to fulfill his will. God basically began the human race again through Noah and his family. He made the provisions for human government, and we'll see in future lessons how God's commissions worked out with other people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.